He's getting other hands on board. So this week, because I had two things that I organized pretty well. I'm feeling better than after April 3rd, where I just didn't. I put a lot of organizing and didn't get a whole lot of people to show up. And then people on the streets are like, "Well, you didn't fix this." You know, I said, "Well, it's we that are going to fix it. Otherwise, I don't get fixed." It's not me going to the city council once again, and they're like, "Oh, you again? We know what you're going to say." And that's really what came down. It was once again, you know. So if people don't understand that, it's the system looks at how many numbers that they get out. You know, that's what they're, you know. Yeah, because they're always going to, they keep challenging at the People's Park. They want to see what kind of resistance they are. They do these little probes, and now they're seeing there's not a whole lot of resistance. But the fact that I put the flyers on April 3rd means that at least they're put on notice, even though if we didn't get a big turnout, the concentration camp lights that they planned to put in during the spring break, which is why we did the thing in the spring break, didn't go up. And so, but that doesn't mean they won't go up if we don't, like, start organizing, but that's... Yeah, we got to start putting we got to get the garden beds going because they ripped some of that stuff out. They took out some of our meeting areas, you know. Like the stage is still there. Every once in a while they try to talk like it's their stage. It's like, well, you didn't build it. But, you know, I mean, they eventually want to take out everything that we've built, you know. I mean, there was a time where, somebody, actually one of our angry anarchist tagged his ex Rosebud and a bunch of other stuff. So the university like started painting over. He's like, that's not okay. And, you know, cause we had a whole history in 1991 in the volleyball court and they just wanted you got that mural. Well, that's 1969. It's like, we don't want you to just erase. Cause that's what I started putting, no historical amnesia. It's not okay. And I was like, you know, I started putting the cops in, you know, mine aren't quite as, and the original artist, because he's a black dude, you know, was watching, like, seeing, because they had just taken out his stuff. And the university was telling me, look, Irene Haggerty at the time, she was head of public relations controls, People's Park. She was like, the cops are gone, they're not going to be there. So I just started putting on, because the original guy told me they used to have, he also put Ku Klux Klan hats, so I started putting those on. And all these are, you know, student volunteers for the park, the green shirts, as we call them, were watching, and they were kind of like, they didn't know nothing about this history. They were like, she was realizing that she was like, suddenly like, you know, I'm talking about a history like there, and she looked at them, and she looked at me and says, okay, just take the Ku Klux Klan hats off, and you get to keep the cops. That's a good question. It's because I don't get a control over the music situation. Some of the punk rock bands have kind of blown out systems. That's part of, you know, so that's an issue we have to deal with. And right now, one of the big issues is they're controlling how much because we keep going for, you know, because 65 decibels is not very much, and we keep going for the variance. It's been a sticking issue the last couple of years, and before we were able to stand it, you know, and they're just, I mean, we may push it anyways. We probably will. Well, they haven't, you know, the one time the Mind Troupe did anything recently was, is because the lawn was wet, so they didn't come back. And, you know, the reason the lawn was wet is because the Berkeley Homeless Union was doing protests. So it was wet. People kept saying, why is the lawn so wet? I said, I'll tell you why it's wet. It's because they ran the sprinklers all night so that homeless people couldn't be are comfortable. And unfortunately, that means you're uncomfortable, too. And it's like... so that's the last time the Mind Troupe came to People's Park, and they were like the People's Park, because they were happy that the Mind Troupe came to the university. So, well, you know, they weren't happy that I was telling them why the lawn was wet, but I'm Berkeley Homeless Union, me and UConn, I was, you know, so we wanted people to know why. Well, they had this curfew thing, if you're caught up. And actually, it's affected the hate man. They gave him a stay-away order, and I'm really angry about that. And what they do is, this is the second year in a row, is they blame the tree sitters. There's actually some tree sitting going on now. So what they do is the police blame everybody else in the park, the homeless people, and the hate camp hates the tree sit thing. But they targeted them, pushed them out, and they gave Hate Man a stay-away order, for partially because he had, you know, stayed in the park after the curfew. And we're starting to put some pressure on it, so they're talking about they might take the stay-away order, because I'm like, this stay-away order, it's about domestic violence. It's not what they're doing. Because now they're doing to occupy. It's like now it's a chance to point out that they've been doing this in the park for a long time, and even OSHA won't touch the stay-away orders. And I think it's a really abuse of power and should be challenged. And now we're starting to get some lawyers to start looking into that. Because that just seems like really outrageous that they can get away with that. But, you know, if it's homeless people, you know, because nobody cares about us. Oh, except a few of us. Yeah. Well, right now people are starting a little more worried and paying attention, because the middle class is kind of, the bottom's falling out. And that's, yeah, there's, yeah, a lot more people that are doing well. Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, part of the thing why they maintain a certain amount of homelessness is they want to point out, if you don't do this stupid job that you really hate, you can become one of them. You wouldn't want to become one of them. And now, now they're like, well, we're just going to cut the jobs. we don't care even how bad you grovel. We're laying you off. Because we got people overseas that can do your job for less than zero. So let's play that song.
Rich.
All right, there's lesson zero for Elvis Costello from his first album, My Aim Is True. How sweet. Well, you know, he's still going. I used to, back in the day, because I'm kind of nerdy, I got glasses and I used to wear, well, just pretty much look like the way he looks here. I had a skinny tie and... And the New York City scene, they used to call me Elvis after Elvis. Because, oh, no, after Presley. Trying to think of the... Some people used to grab me by the necktie. This one dominatrix who was, like, known for the New York... I forget her name. She was an Asian woman. But she was kind of like one of the early punkers. She had a thing about... Because she was a dom. So she used to grab me by the necktie and start yanking. We were kind of fierce then. We used to... pogo up and down and do the what was called the crusher. You basically, when you came down, you try to crush the other person. Well, you got drunk enough so you didn't notice until the next day. Or, you know.
Nowadays, if I get hurt, it takes me like.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can't get in. I try to avoid the pits these days because I don't recover quite like I used to. It's like, let's go after the old guy.
Right.
Of course, the heavy metal scenes are more, you know. Like, at least the Gilman, at least, don't you know, he's part of the thing. Right, last time I went there. So, no, that was Tim Yohannan, the guy I used to call the hippie. Because Tim was a Johnny Come Lately to the punk scene. And he was like, you know. Yeah, well, he did set up as a collective, and But he was like, just like the precursor to this station. You had a strong leader that everybody identified, and they were trying to be a collective, but they were the thing to get in the way and be a collective. So when I came back to Gilman Street, I was like, okay, I'm not going to do all the work. We're going to be a collective, I'm not going to be your usual leader, the cheerleader, trying to motivate you. I'll be your gloom leader. And like, if we don't get our act together, this club's going
to
close. Yeah, well, it worked. And we always knew that if you wanted to get people to a bigger meeting, you had to, like, strike fear in them here. It's like your scene is about to go down. You're going to sell us out. I said, well, I might if you don't get your act together. And I was like, because we had people always coming down. Or, you know, well, when I started trying to go after the pay-to-play heavy metal scene, you know, Mr. Rat. He never made it to Gilman Street because the punks ran him off. he was going to... He used to try to buy... but I didn't like that pay-to-play thing. But, you know, it's like a certain point. It was like, fairly shortly, it's like, okay, this is a collective and, the kids want the punk, you know, so it's a punk rock club. But it's going to stay that way because that's what, you know, what people want. At a certain point, because it didn't start off so well. I thought I was going to lose my shirt because it was, it wasn't set up as a nonprofit at that point. So that meant I was going to lose my shirt if it went down because I just signed all the paperwork, right? Like an idiot. I'm much younger then. But even then, I was, I was 35 then. So I was definitely, the coordinators after that got a lot younger. toward the end, we went through this whole meeting process to try to set the nonprofit because I said I want to set this up so that it isn't anybody in charge, that it is a collective. And I realized later they let that whole process go down the tubes. You need to. Any nonprofit, you have to have some people as the officers. That's a requirement. But, you could be like the Berkeley Free Clinic where the officers really have no power. The collective tells them what to do. I mean, I use the Berkeley Free Clinic as definitely model. And a certain degree, I was like, okay, I realize, just like the Free Clinic with our Gilman Street, because there was a collective history to go back to some of the, maximum rock and roll stuff. And it's like, okay, let's do it again and let's do it right this time. And we started that, some of it was financial. We needed the membership stuff. I had explained, okay, some of that means, people don't come to Gilman Street. They get to pay a little extra because obviously you come a lot. You just pay it once a year. And, of course, and some of
it. Is that you?
I actually think we made it annual. The lifetime thing was from the Maximum Rock and Roll stuff. Oh yeah. So yeah, but anyway, to help financially, we needed there was a financial, because part of I was always paying attention to the bottom line because I had to. But the one thing that's really irritating about the Gilman Street book is they talk about how we were heavily in debt when I was like, no, that's not true. I always paid the rent. Sometimes it was like I had no idea where I was going to pull it off, but you know, we'd have something like, Fugazi would come and play, and we'd push the number, and they get mad at us. But it's like, you know, it's like I'm going to keep this club one way. You know, McKay got like, oh, you're supposed to not promote the. That's pretty much what I told him. he's so full of himself. And I just said, look, I appreciate your plan, but my bottom line is I'm doing it for the kids. I ain't doing this for you. so it's like, we don't have punk royalty here. That was part of our, and then obviously our very small records, some of the Lookout records, they all kind of came and did some benefits that, but we always paid the rent. Every time I paid the rent. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud that we took care of business. Even though I'm not personally interested in making lots of money, I did a vow of poverty, in fact, which seems to be more literal than I like. but it was important. It was my job to pay attention to that. We brought enough money to sustain the club. That's probably why the guy before asked, because he knew that I knew her. I knew things like how to balance books, oh, there's things you needed to know. Like, how do you deal with this fucking city bureaucrats? But eventually what I had to do, the cops, always the cops, all the time. I spent most of my time just outside, like, the rollers are coming, get rid of it. That's the booze. Yeah, well, eventually we had to go to the neighbors and get their support, Of course, because when they started doing Pyramid, and earlier, because they threw every single permit problem at us, they were trying to shut us down, because we were, in the book it says we were, a cesspool. Well, it was fun, though. No, I haven't been in the women's bathroom lately. The only time I go in there is like, okay, now you're all fucking snorting out speed, and that's against the rules here. I used to get, because I don't like speed, so I used to be on people's, and a lot of it was going on. Little old Jeff Ott broke in the store. He's like, you can't kick me out of the club. So they come back to Gilman's, the free clinic, and grovel. I said, I don't care if you're the lead singer at 15, you fucking. Because he wanted the whole moralistic thing. It's like, you're a Satanist. He said, well, I'm the one that got you off of drugs. I was hardcore, wasn't I? he was definitely doing the speed, and some of the money in the store wasn't quite going where it should be, so I confronted him, and he had to come to the free clinic at Grawl and says, well, if you can show that you quit, I'll let you back in, otherwise forget it. Or he had to get a sponsor to tell me. Afterwards we started the 12th step at Gilman Street, because of all the places that really needed, because we had a lot of people that just didn't have, I'm about harm reduction, so I can't say I'm clean and sober, but I didn't need to be. I needed to cut back on some stuff, yeah. I need to cut back on my drinking. And I won't do speed, I won't do coke, and I won't, I'll stay away from the opium, and I won't shoot nothing up my arm, and no heroin, because I've seen too much. I've had seen it in my face too many times. I've seen too many people I cared about go down the tubes on it. I knew with cocaine, it's just like it was trouble every damn time, It was fun in the start, and then I started looking around, and it was like all my friends are drug dealers and they're packing guns and they're paranoid. This isn't fun anymore. It's time to quit. Of course, as I say, our winding up on the streets was an answer. An answer to that, because I didn't have no, you know, cocaine before. And the crack thing hadn't really kicked in. It was just starting to kick in. I mean, obviously, we smoked it in joints and stuff like that, you know, the rocks. Fresh off the plane, in fact, before it got stepped on. It took a while before the crack really hit Berkeley. We started to hit. I was seeing it in People's Park and stuff, but... which is why some of my friends, I said, when they went, well, somebody I fell in love with when I was at Gilman Street, she was like, she was about People's Park. And she's pretty much like, well, I said, well, every time I go there, I can smell crack. And I don't like, it's a drug I'm trying to avoid, you know, it seems to be everywhere. And, it, you know, I'm sensitive to it. But, yeah. It's good news, huh? You know, but it used to be an elite thing. It was like, you know, it's kind of the end thing you snorted, and, you know. Richard Pryor got himself a fire. That was where we really stood. That was kind of like. Yeah, because it used to be, you know, it cost money to get cocaine. It wasn't cheap, you know, so it was like obviously elitist. You know, it was Studio 54, that whole damn trip, and you know, the new wave scene in New York. And I remember going to some party at some rich kid's thing, and one of their parents went away, the parents came back and said, what's all these lines? Oh, those are razor blades. My friend's mom wasn't too happy about all that. you know, it's like, but that's like, you know, Basketball Diaries and all that stuff, you know, Jim Carroll.
Scarface.
Yeah, Scarface. All right, let's see. We're going to pop something else on here. I don't think I have any of that. No, that's why I know I don't have it. All right, let's see. What do we got? What's we got here? Okay, I think I'll play some David Bowie because it's easy and accessible. okay. I see what cut I want to play here. I'll play Station to Station. Thank you.
such is the stuff from where dreams are woven. Bending sound, dredging the ocean, lost in my circle. Boop!
right there was the Thin White Duke. Well, we were talking about cocaine, weren't we? And German decadence in Berlin and, you know, the 70s. And this was certainly his time from our... Well,
with Mick Jagger.
Yeah. No, it was like the Cole organization. It was quasi-Masonic. He sent a letter saying, I want the third degree. It's like, yeah, let's get David Bowie the third degree. Because, you know, the popular... Yeah, because I used to read these letters. Jimmy Page, you know, our leader. Yeah, these people are... anyways. Well, David Bowie's kind of happily retired these days. Yeah, he pretty much... Well, he may come... It's not like he's done one of those things like I'll never perform before. Again, but, you know, he is kind of like, well, I'm just taking a break from it.
Is he married to Iman still?
He's still married with Iman, and he's like, well, you know, would if I was him, I would spend a lot of time with her. she does. Well, yeah, I don't know. But, you know, he's not, he may, you know, he's, but it's about, he's, he says it's about 6 years since he's performed, so. Well, he may have done like a gig or something. You know, he's a magician, so he's going to play music, but he's not like going on, you know, a tour or going paid dates and stuff, you know. Yeah, it would suck. It's like it's a lot of work, you know, a lot of hard partying and people offering you, hey, I'll get you, hey, I'll help you to line here. Because you're David Bowie, and I'd surely like to do a line with you. Yeah, that's right.
You're getting into trouble on tour.
All right. Okay. So. All right, let me.
Dead air, Michael.
Dead air.
I'm sorry, I called you by the wrong name.
Let's see. Is that. Yeah, I'll probably play some Embers. Yeah, they're friends of mine. All right. Oh yeah, I'm on their Facebook page, but I'm gonna play something else. And I just don't know how to cue this thing when it goes to song, so I have to hold it down. Because since we're on the drug theme, I figured drugs is the downfall of many a folk. Well, you know, if you can't handle it, you should probably not be on it. Yeah, but. Yeah, it's a good test.
They don't know any better.
Well, you know. But, you know, it's also, you know, I'm about harm reduction. You know, you've got to make your own choices about this, like what's good for you. Well, I mean, anyway, cast the first stone. That's who's ever with. Well, yeah, there was some, you know, these Christian sanctimonious types. I usually like throwing that one at them. You're really without sin. Well, go ahead, or you know, yeah. There's stuff that I keep bringing up from the New Testament that it's like they don't like that I bring those ones up. But it's like, you know, he did say these things, and at a certain point, it seems very appropriate to bring them up. Like the money changer, throwing the money changer out of the temple. Banks is basically what was the, cause, you know, basically the temple was the banks of that time. All right, we're going to try Dragonauts, Black Mountain. We'll be right back.
holy high on blood in the sky. Strike all you freedom mind, all you freedom mind. Oh, we're young and fast.
Lighting up the sky.
We drug a nod, a rocket, rocket launch. But all this stuff only hides a glow in the sky. Set our freedom on my hands. We're all our freedom on my hands. Oh, we're young and fast.
We're not the sky. We're not the sky.
That's the Dargonauts. No, that's the name of the song, the Dargonauts. Black Mountain's the name of the group. Anyways, this is the Liberation of the Wretched Show. After Franz Fanon's Wretched of the Earth, we are talking about the fall of the American Empire. So that's part of the theme of this show, actually. It's that, you know, these are, you know, these white European nations that have dominated the world. The G8 includes the Japanese in there, of course. They're pretty martial, too. You know, well, they're pretty militaristic. And definitely into the empire. You know, they're just the rising sun. The samurai warrior.
One
of the early Japanese punk bands, they used to have the song called Copy, Copy, Copy. I thought that was such a great song. Of course, they got beyond copying. But at a certain point, you know, it's like Made in Japan used to have a certain, and then it became Made in China. And then it's not China anymore, so I don't know what they are. But, you know, at a certain point, they've invested in science. And we're de-investing in science. So, you know, and we're cutting down our universities, and the only reason the University of California is thriving is all these people from overseas come to our universities because nobody here in California can afford to go anymore. It's like it's all going down the tubes, you know. If you don't invest in higher education, your country is going to go down. At a certain point, you know, those people that you're getting to go to your grad schools from other overseas are going to say, well, I got a better deal at home. Why should I bother with this? You know, or the Chinese is like, well, we own this university. You don't let us take dollars back from China, and you owe us. So we actually own that University of California, Berkeley. We control it. That's how they got some of their nuclear secrets, right? The Los Alamos scandal. Wasn't that about that? The Chinese have a very good spy system. And they believe that they're the new empire coming, and they're being low-key about it, but they know the time is on their side. That's right. Most other countries have a longer plan. They tell you this country is like very like, oh, what did you, what, you know? Oh, they attacked People's Park 3 months ago. That's just old hat. That's old history. You know, I'm trying to organize people because it's like, if it's not current enough, it's not on the people's radar. Okay, what's the latest protest? What's the latest trendy thing to do this week? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's like short-term memory lapse. Or long-term memory lapse. Well, you can tell where I'm at. I'm lapsing all over the place. What's that lapsing and trauma tend to go hand in hand? Anyways, I'm going to play some same old song and dance. I was, but I lapsed. The American Empire lapsed. Just fell apart. Franz Fanon, rich in the earth, read his thing. Or is it our white mask, black skin? Okay, that was Steve noodling. All right. Well, we heard heroin, and then it kind of segued into a war. But we decided, my guess is, too, he's going on too long. But she requested Ember, so.
Not that Ember song.
I didn't say which song, yeah. I guess at a certain point, it's like, what song do you want? And she didn't say anything. So I just picked my. Since we were talking about drugs, heroin's definitely. But I've lived in houses where everybody else is doing speed. That was a drag. I did move.
That's a healthy thing to do.
That's right. Okay, let's see. What?
Okay, the order is reversed.
What order? Chaos! I don't have as much vinyl, so I usually just switch off back and forth. Well, we could do that. Well, let's. I don't want to put something I can just slap on for really quickly. You want me to do a needle job, eh? Well, we're gonna do Run with the Money. people are trying to get me to, you know, cut my hair and put on a 3-piece suit and run for office, or you know, get one of those rich-paying jobs, which. You know, I wouldn't mind getting paid more. I haven't had a salary raise in 11 years. And I got broken glasses. That all makes me think about it. Anyways, this song goes 420. And yesterday was 420.
We'll be right back.
That was Luda Ford with Run With The Money. So, I guess that our request, but she just left, so I don't know. It's almost queued up, so I guess we'll just play it anyways. This is an odd request from her, because she's more of a punk thing, but this is definitely 60s stuff.
Wanna buy a product, movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone.
Oops.
Movie, I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Believe in magic. Judgment music or rhythm and blues, just go and listen. It'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try. Your feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you got there, so just blow your mind.
She missed it. I guess she don't get no magic. All right, do you believe in magic? This is Lemon Spoonful with our, what's the guy's name? Sebastian. Jonathan Sebastian, something like that. I forget. All right, we're going to go to AC/DC. Okay, that was our... First we heard AC/DC doing Riff Raff, and then we heard Joan Jett doing AC/DC. How cute.
She is adorable. She doesn't care about a bad reputation.
She's proud of her bad reputation. Alrighty. Well, I just heard where there's going to be a new show at 2 o'clock, so I guess you're not going to get Post-Liberation of the Wretched today. So that gives me 20 minutes. Alrighty. Well, that's too bad I don't have any money because I don't have anything to do after the show. I went to go get my check today and said, I didn't get so it's late. It's late. Kind of counting on it. All right, we're going to play a band I saw in Ankara. I think I'm saying it right. I saw them with Embers. All right.